Damien, delighted to have you back on Highland Radio Sport once again, and it certainly is exciting times for you in 2014. You're about to start this new championship this weekend.
Thanks, Oisin. Great of you to have me back again. Yeah, it's very exciting times in the world of American sports car racing. The two categories that were here previously, that were big rivals, have merged to create one sort of super sports car championship in North America here. And having competed in sort of both over the last few years, I've now joined a new team for the next 2 years, signed a two-year contract with them there. So the first race is this weekend, which is the Daytona 24 Hours. So just here in the middle of it now.
Yeah. Well, tell us, Damien, how did the deal come about, first of all, that you joined up with this team and signed the agreement for the next two seasons?
Well, Oisin Motorsport's very small, and it's certainly here in America, it's a sort of a very very sort of a friendly atmosphere, if you like. So the word called merit has a lot of traction over here. So especially compared to Europe, I'd say, you know, so they, you know, if you have good results, you know, they'll always remember that. You know, as I said there earlier, I've been here for the past couple of years, racing since, I think it's 2011, I first joined the American Le Mans Series. So I've won races in each year, and so had a few records in terms of pole position and lap time records and stuff like that. So I've sort of been, you know, once you're winning, you're in that sort of category where sort of all the other team owners will know your name and you know, speak to you quite often. So I was in that sort of lucky position where, you know, I was sort of in demand, if you like. So I had a few options, and these guys just ticked all the boxes. GB Autosport. I'm actually working with a few people that I've worked with before, a few of the senior people on the team, like the team manager, the team engineer that I actually brought to America from Europe 2 years ago. Mario Petzl, he was my engineer in the Super Cup, Porsche Super Cup, in Europe for 3 years. So it's like a bit of a homecoming, to be honest. But it's a whole sort of group of new people that have come together, and you know, this is our first event together.
Patrick and Bob are your two, I suppose, teammates for this event over the 24 hours. Have you driven with those before at any stage, Damien?
I've driven with both of them, actually, coincidentally. Yeah. 2 years ago, I drove with both of them over here when we were with Green Hornet, together with actually the team manager and the team engineer. So it's quite ironic that we're all together again. Michael Avenatti then is the other teammate. He's the team owner. He's the guy that has essentially put all this together and is paying all the bills. So so Bob, Patrick and Michael are the three teammates, and together the four of us will do the 24 hour, and then going on forward into the races during the season, the shorter races, it'll just be myself and Michael Avenatti. So we're just using Bob and Patrick Huisman for the longer races.
Yeah. At the outset of the interview, you mentioned the new championship. The two of the biggest championships have now come together and merged to form one. Maybe tell us a wee bit more why they decided to do that and what the championship is going to consist of through the rest of the year.
That's a very interesting question, actually. I'm glad you brought it up, because there's a sort of an Irish element to this. The guy that created the American Le Mans Series Championship is a guy called Don Panos. He was the founder of Elan Pharmaceuticals, that are based in, where are they based? Athlone. I think he's sold long gone out of that business now, but he was the founder of that business, and is of Irish descent. So he essentially sold the American Le Mans Series to the Grand Am Championship, and the Grand Am Championship is owned by they're the Bernie Ecclestone family of America, the France family, and they're of Irish descent as well. So it's quite a big Irish connection when you delve in there. But so they've just they've just managed to, I mean, they, you know, they were rivals for years and years and years, and they both had very strong elements in both championships. So I think they've, you know, with the merger, they've been able to, you know, amalgamate all of those strong elements and you know, like race circuits and events, like, for example, the Daytona 24-hour, which was a Grand Am event. Daytona here is owned by the France family. The France family also own NASCAR, which is, you know, the biggest motorsport arena championship in North America. So it's very exciting times, I have to say, because they're putting everything behind it, and they're using the best of both of the championships, you know, to create this one big championship. So it's got 11 rounds. And it goes to some very exciting venues across America. So it's great to be involved in it from the start of it.
Yeah, and obviously the car is a Porsche, and you have a good history driving for Porsche down through your 20-year career, Damien, because I was looking back today, it's back to 1994 when you first won your Irish Formula Ford Championship, and since then you've grown with Porsche as well, because you have won championships with them and you've become a vice champion, and you're sticking with them for this year.
You're making me sound old now, Oisin.
1994.
I gave up the single seater part of my career and got into sports car racing. It was in a Porsche, you know, that was about 10 years ago or 11 years ago, and I'm still driving Porsches, as you say. So it's funny. It's probably not unusual in some circumstances, because the Porsche is unusual beast, shall we say, to begin with, because it has the engine in the very back beyond the rear axle, which is quite unique in racing. It's only Porsche that do that, and it just requires a sort of a unique driving style. And I think when you win races in different categories, and like I won two British championships and then went to the Super Cup, and funny you mentioned vice champion there. That's a great word for being first to the losers. I finished second twice, but it's a very American term. Sounds great. But you gain a bit of traction there, and you become known as a sort of a Porsche driver, even though I've got nothing to do with the factory Porsche team or Porsche themselves. So it hasn't been a bad thing, to be honest, because there's lots of Porsches racing in the world, and I've been lucky to ride on the back of that and get a good bit of work out of it. So that's the main thing, and of course they're, you know, quite competitive as well.
Yeah. So we've mentioned the championship and we've talked about the car. This is the first year of the event. Is the team confident that you can make an impact now in the opening race this weekend, Damien?
Well, it's, you know, there's an old saying in motor racing that you can't buy a 24-hour win. I mean, there's just so many elements that have to come together. And, you know, the car is made up of thousands of different components. They all have a lifespan. And, you know, this is just, it's a mammoth test of sort of man and machine, if you like, to actually last the 24 hours. So the first objective is to finish the race, and then obviously we want to be competitive as well. We didn't have such a good day yesterday with qualifying. I actually qualified the car. We qualified it 22nd out of 29 or 30 entries. So we had some problems that we've been able to put our fingers on and eliminate for the race. And the session before that, I was fifth quickest. In the session before that, I was second quickest. So it was kind of disappointing to qualify 22nd, but it makes absolutely no difference, because 24 hours is a long time. And, you know, you could qualify 30th, or, you know, if there was 50, and you could qualify 50th and in our class, that is, and still win the race because of the duration of it. So lots of things happen. There's mechanical breakdowns, there's, you know, the teamwork have to be good. And then there's lots of, you know, in the whole event here, there's 67 or 68 cars among the four or five classes that are in it. So there's an awful lot of things that, you have to get right in order to win the race. And basically, whoever wins a 24-hour race, you know, there's a good bit of people talk about luck not being involved and you make your own luck. And that's true to a certain extent. But let's say you have to be fortunate to win a 24-hour event. So we're looking forward to it. We think we've got a very good car for the race. And, you know, we'd hope to be challenging up there somewhere in the top runners in the last few hours of the race, and hopefully we can get a good result.
Well, finally, Damien, Irish motorsports fans can of course watch the race on satellite television, and obviously people from Donegal and Inishowen will have a huge interest in your performance this weekend. What's the schedule at this stage, or how does the schedule work for the drivers rotating?
I am due to start the race, and I will do the first two stints. So a stint is about a full fuel load. So when we start the race, the fuel tank will be full, and I think it's about an hour before it's empty. And when it's empty, you come in, that sort of determines the length of a stint, really, the length, the amount of fuel. So, we take fuel and we take tires, and that's one stint. I'm doing a double stint at the beginning, and then I'll hand over to one of my teammates who I think will do a double stint. Then the next teammate I think will do a single, and then the next teammate will do a single, and then I'll be back in again. So when I get back in, it'll be a few hours, and it'll probably be dark, bearing in mind that the race starts at 2:30 local time, which is 7:30 Donegal time.
Okay then, Damien, many thanks for getting in contact with us today, and the best of luck this weekend at the Daytona Circuit, and hopefully we'll see you on the podium come Sunday night.
Oisin, thanks very much. Thanks a million. Great to be back, and speak to you soon.